The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A government minister has insisted that social clubs and active retirement groups for older people should be permitted to meet indoors from next month. Minister for Older People Mary Butler is calling for restrictions affecting social outlets for those in their later years to be lifted in September. She said the daycare centres, along with retirement clubs, are vital services for older people who had been isolated due to the pandemic. And Minister Butler joins us now. Minister, I would have thought that this cohort of people, the older group, were the first vaccinated. They have 99%-ish vaccination across the group. Surely this is the kind of thing that should have opened weeks ago.
Good morning, Anton, and good morning to all the listeners. There is no doubt that COVID-19 has had a significant impact on older people, with many experiencing isolation and loneliness. But you are quite right. 99% of the 80-plus population are vaccinated, with 98% of the 70 to 79-year-olds vaccinated. And I suppose for me, the importance of the reopening of daycare centres for older people has been, which was an absolute priority for me. So, for example, up to last week, we saw the 113 daycare centres reopening, with a further 39 in August and a further 48 in September. So that's the first step. The second step for me now are the likes of the active retirement groups, the men's sheds, the ICA Association, bridge and knitting clubs. And this will be, I suppose, a natural reoccurrence now that our older people are vaccinated. Our vaccine rollout has gone so well throughout the country. And I think it's time now that older people will be able to enjoy the supports facing into the winter but that they would have and other winters.
One of the things that Luke O'Neill has said repeatedly on this show is that part of what causes the spread of COVID is physical activity, is panting, is expectorating, is the amount of air that comes in and out of your lungs. Bridge is not an activity that is regularly aerobic, and a non-aerobic activity between a whole bunch of people who are spaced out and all of them double vaccinated, surely there's no reason they couldn't be doing that now.
Well, a lot of the clubs have been very innovative and they have moved outdoors. I know bridge clubs that play bridge outside. I know, for example, the likes of the active retirement groups. I met with one active retirement group last week and they actually produced a cookery book. And their foreword was, "When a virus forced an entire nation into the kitchens." So active retirement groups have been very innovative. They've moved online, but they miss the natural companionship. They miss the fact that when they're going to an active retirement event, they can dress up, they can get the hair done. And, you know, it's a social outlet. And these are so important. But I have to say, Anton, I would be very, very conscious always of public health guidance and how important it is to keep our older people safe. The pandemic bore down hardest on our older population. We all know that. But now I think because we're in a situation where we almost have 99% of our older people vaccinated, the time has now come that the daycare centres, the active retirement groups, the men's sheds, that they can open, but we will do it in a safe, sustainable way that won't put anyone's life at risk.
Well, you mentioned,
but I do think facing indeed into the winter now, they've had a tough winter last year, okay, but the difference this year is the vaccination.
You mentioned the active retirement groups and also the men's sheds. We have with us Arthur Hall, who's secretary of the Roundwood Shed, and we've Anne Drury, who's president of Active Retirement. Anne, I might start with you. The impact of COVID on active retirement groups in general has been what?
Oh, so good morning, Anton, Mary and listeners. The impact for the last 18 months on our members has been very, very difficult. Our members kept to all the guidelines. We were restricted early on. We were kept to our back gardens. We were kept to our 2K distance and so on. But it had a huge impact on our members. We have 25,000 members around the country and 550 clubs who kept the guidelines. But now we are at a stage, we want to be socialised, we want to get back to our activities. We really need that to stave off loneliness and isolation and for the benefits of our mental health and our physical health. I have got so many calls in the last 2 weeks from our members wanting to go back. from their families wanting their parents to be back at their activities because they realise and they acknowledge the importance of that socialisation in their parents' lives.
And give us a sense, Anna, of
winter and autumn, we need to be back and we need to get indoors, and that's really what we are seeking.
Okay, well, can you lay out for us what the let's say this was a normal year, what are the activities that those 550 groups would be doing that you currently still can't?
Oh, our members stay very active all year round. This time of year, particularly now August and heading into September, we will be planning our holidays and our trips, our outings. Many of our members, including my own Ara here in Multifarnham where I live, we go on foreign holidays. We would go on a break in Ireland, and we would be planning our day activities. As we head into autumn, we'd be getting our calendar of events organised. We would be planning our meetings, you know, our business meeting, like our AGMs and council meetings in autumn for the regions. We have 9 regions around the country. We find this very difficult because we can't plan. And that's why we need this clarity as soon as possible from the government. We are a membership-led organisation where our members run the groups and the ARAs around the country. That's ARAs, our Active Retirement Associations. We are a membership group. We're the largest membership group in Ireland for older people, and our people really need that guidance and clarity as soon as possible from the government when we can get back to our business. At the moment in Multifarnham, we're playing pickleball outdoors, we're playing pitch and putt outdoors, but our members, we cannot, for older people, we cannot continue with activities outdoors. We need to get indoors and we need to have our venues organised so that the venues and the owners of the venues can be fully compliant.
Prepped and ready
and
to go.
Exactly.
Well, I'll ask the Minister in a second about when such clarity will be given and how much she knows at this point. But first, I mentioned Arthur Hall was with us, who's Secretary of the Roundwood Shed, part of the men's shed group. Arthur, can you, similar to Anne, give us a sense of the type of activities that would normally be happening and the impact that COVID has had on your members?
Good morning. Arthur here. I don't know what to say. Really, I'm intimidated, first of all, taking the call. Our members, we've kept going over the last 12 months by keeping in touch with each other via text and on the mobile phone. And so many of us are octogenarians. I love the sound of that word. And many of us, all of the members in our shed, we're all on drugs.
Have you any non-engineerians, Arthur?
Listen to me. One of the lads was saying, having been in hospital recently, that he wasn't able to carry the bags up from the pharmacy. So we suggested that he get a wheelbarrow. I'm trying to give the sense of what we're trying to do and the sense of fun and mischievousness that we have in our shed, and that we have tried to keep going in spite of the lockdown.
How long has it been since you have all been together in the shed?
Well, yesterday we were able to meet outdoors. We are very, very lucky in where we are located. We have a big, in a farmyard, there's a big shed, and we are able to put up a table. But we've been blessed with the weather recently, so that we can spread out the tables and make tea and talk about our ills. And one of the lads was saying recently that he had received 4 vaccines. And of course, we were all wondering. And of course, then he told us that he had been in Vincent's Hospital and received a vaccine, an injection in each knee for his arthritis. He couldn't pronounce the word arthritis, but
Well, it's a huge relief to discover that there was a separate medical complaint as opposed to a quadruple vaccination. So I hope his knees are much improved. I want to go back to Minister Butler briefly on the issue that Anne raised, which is that thing of clarity. Minister, you say these are things that you want and you want the reopening. Have you anything resembling a roadmap?
At the moment, I don't have a roadmap, but what we've heard there is the resilience from Anne's organisation and from Arthur's organisation, and it's fantastic to hear that, and all the organisations through Ireland who have been so resilient. Government funding available to many different community halls during the year so that they could become COVID ready. So in relation to implementing hot water in the bathrooms, for example, to make sure social distancing was adhered to in relation to hand sanitizers. So funding was provided in that way. In relation to the reopening of daycare centres, a risk analysis was carried out of every single premises to make sure they were compliant going forward. But I would be very, very hopeful.
But hang on for a minute, Minister. While I'm sure they will be delighted with the praise for their resilience, what they are looking for is a very reasonable thing. It is a thing where they say, for 18 months now, we have been in a situation where we haven't been able to do that which we derive a huge amount of pleasure from. We are from the group that is probably most marginalised in COVID because we are of the age group that has had to cocoon. We are of the age group that has had to self-isolate. We are at the age group who has suffered the most in terms of seeing our friends and peers get sick and die. And at the end of all of that, we are watching. I mean, you look at the kind of things that Anne laid out. We're looking at situations where corporates can have AGMs, but we can't. We're looking at situations where families can go for breaks in Ireland, but our social grouping can't. And we would like the government to say to us, this is when it'll happen. That's a perfectly reasonable request, isn't it?
It is a perfectly reasonable request, but COVID is not reasonable, and we understand that.
But so you can provide that clarity to other sectors.
But currently we are dealing with the Delta variant, and what I'm doing and what I'm working on during the summer recess is to make sure that I would be very, very hopeful that the likes of the active retirement groups, that the likes of the men's sheds can all return indoors safely in September. That's my aim. I will continue to
work. Is that the public health advice that NPHET is currently giving?
No, the public, what we're currently working through, the public health advice. I am working in collaboration with the HSE, with the department and with my colleagues in government to make sure that this can happen. The difference this time, the difference, we have to acknowledge this, is the complete success of the vaccination rollout with 99% of our over 80s vaccinated.
But Minister, what I'm asking is, I am sure that data. At some point you have called in NPHET or you have called in the HSE and you've said, as we now stand, folks, what's the chances of me getting the people in active retirement, me getting the people in the sheds, back indoors doing what they're doing by X date? Have they given you an answer to that?
I haven't an answer in relation to that yet. The first step forward, as I said quite clearly, was the reopening of daycare centres, which happened by the first week in July, and it has been very, very successful. Normally in August, an awful lot of these organisations are normally on holidays. They're socialising with their families, and normally the return to organisations is in September, and that's what I'm aiming for. But I have to be conscious of the public health guidelines, and I will be. We will know a lot in the next couple of weeks. You know, when we have a situation with 87% of people with one vaccine and 75% fully vaccinated, we saw the uptake.
But hang on a minute, Minister, this group of people, this demographic, is looking for the level of clarity that has been provided to other demographics. We have been told repeatedly schools are going to be back in September, colleges are going to be back in September, workplaces can come back, you can go have dinner, you can go to a pub, you can go on a staycation, you can travel to the following countries. Everybody in the younger demographics has been given the clarity and permission in a lot of instances to do what they want. This group, who are the ones who have suffered most and longest, are saying we'd like that clarity, and the answer is you'll wait.
This group are the most susceptible, unfortunately, to COVID. This group has suffered the most, with over 83% of all deaths happening in the age group over 65. So I am going to take a cautious approach, but I would be very, very hopeful, very, very hopeful that all these groups will see indoor activities come September. We have a gradual reopening of daycare centres. It is working really, really well. I've visited many over the last couple of weeks. And again, I would be very, very hopeful, working in a very cautious approach, that we can get people back.
Let me go back to Anne Drury on that, because Anne, you said one of the things that you wanted more than anything else was transparency. As President of Active Retirement, does that provide you the transparency you wanted?
Thank you. No, I think we need absolute clarity as soon as possible because our members need it. It's so important for our physical, social, mental health. As I said, our members have been, our activities have been disrupted for over 18 months now. All the calls I'm getting, our members are making all the, you know, our children are back at school. I think that was the most difficult thing when this country started opening up. I felt as an older person, workers are going back to work, children are going back to school, but what do I do as a retiree? Where do I go back to? And I think with all the opening up that's going on, with all the easing of restrictions, our age group needs definite clarity, and we need it as soon as possible as to when we can resume our activities.
That's Anne Drury, who is President of Active Retirement. Before her was the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, and also Arthur Hall, Secretary of the Roundwood Shed. Thank you to all three for joining us.